when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Hey, 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 everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Create a Better World, our show. I'm Bobby Elias. And with our,
and
with
I'm
our
Divine
show today,
Aubrey.
Hey, Divine, what's up? How you doing?
Not much. Welcome, everyone, to Let's Create a Better World, Mind, Body, and Spirit.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to take a bigger part in the show today because I'll be leaving about halfway through the show, and I hopefully get at least one question in with our great guest today. But let me tell our listeners that we have three phases to our show. The one is, the main one is holistic health through body, mind, spirit, through research, science, and all the new things going on, how we can avoid cancer, how we can, what we can eat, what we can't eat, or what we shouldn't eat, I should say. Then the second phase of the show is all about solutions for the world. Through climate change, we've got GMOs, we got politics, we got things going left and right. It's a crazy time right now. We've got a lot of violence going on too. So we have some ideas on how, what we can do about all these things. The third phase is change, which we're going to talk about today. Change meaning we do foresee that good things will eventually happen. When? We can't say. At least I can't say. I was hoping it would be 5 or 10 or 15 years from now. It may be longer. Our guest today is going to be talking about it in a spiritual way, a beautiful, beautiful. I'm looking forward to it. So let me give you the numbers to call for. If people want to hear the show on their phone, here's the number to take down. I'm going to give you two numbers. This is the number to call and hear the show anytime. And the second number I'll give you is the archive telephone number, 24 hours a day, where you hear our five most recent shows. Okay, the number to call, tell your friends. If you're not near a computer, laptop, or iPad, you can call this number and hear the show complete. 712-775-6716. There's a couple other numbers, but that's a good one. All right, and now if you, 24 hours a day, you can hear the previous shows. Like tomorrow, you'll be able to hear this show today. On Thursday, or Friday at the worst, we put on the newest show that we do on Wednesday and a total of five shows that are most recent shows. So that number to call for the telephone archives is 701-719-0994. And Divine, you're taking it from there. You're going to give another number out, the archive number, and introduce our guest. So go ahead.
Absolutely. So, yes, to reach us on the Internet, of course, you can always go to prn.fm or directly to our podcast, which is Let's Create a Better World .podbean.com. And Podbean is P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, D as in David, Bean, bean.com. So that's Let's Create a Better World .podbean.com. And the archives are usually updated within 24 hours, and they're downloadable as well. So we will get started. We have our wonderful monthly guest back with us today on November 1st, Veronica Gabriel. Veronica, as you all well know, is an exceptional transformational coach. She's a speaker, author, consultant, writer, and facilitator. Veronica is a proclaimed visionary. She's a spiritual teacher. She was born on the island of Trinidad in the West Indies. Veronica is one of 17 children, and Veronica has guided thousands of students down a path leading straight into a life of joy, peace, and empowerment. So we welcome Veronica back with us today. Welcome, Veronica.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Bobby.
You are very welcome. It's a delight, and I'm so looking forward to speaking on change and what is change and how do we change and why is change frightening for people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
So where do we start? What is change?
Well, we can start with, yes, what is change? Yeah. So change is moving forward. And when you want your life to be different, you will change. Why is change frightening? Because it leads to relinquishment. Our communication channels were shut down, and we ignored divine direction. And so we continued on the road of destruction. We thought our ideas were better than Creator's ideas. Yeah. So how is this change to take place? Well, not in the future, but now, because the future is in you. So we must begin not with the outer appearances of things, but we must look inward where your strength and freedom lies. So someone may say, well, what does that mean? Look within. Well, it means that all that you're seeing with the body's eyes, the physical sight, is painful and unreal. You have to begin by recognizing that the form of things is very deceiving. We're in a universe of form. Form is matter. Form is always changing. But you cannot change what is eternal. So we must be willing to see differently by turning our senses inward to see with spiritual sight. And the difficulty is we are afraid of what spiritual sight will show us. So we must trust in the creative action of life in order to develop our internal senses, since the externals are not going to do it for us because it's based on man-made rules and ideas. You have to change your mind about yourself. It starts mm-hmm. with each and every one of us first. How do we change? Want to change? Take a good look at your life and realize it's time for change. Not in the future, but now. Change your mind and change your world. There's no point in us trying to change the world. It's incapable of change. Change your thoughts about the world and the effect will change. And we have the capacity to change ourselves completely. You're going either forward or backward. You cannot remain stationary. Are we afraid of change? It's natural for us to be afraid. But afraid of what? Change is the nature of this universe. As you embrace the changes, do not allow fear to intimidate you. Feel your inner strength and courage and be a fearless, spiritual adventurer. We just have to. In order to grow to our full capacity, we need to be challenged. And without challenges, how would we grow? Challenges draw out deeper resources and strengths we never suspected we had. We need to face obstacles with a calm demeanor and strength that comes from within. You made the environment. You made the environment that you're in. How do I return to my natural environment? The environment for which I am created. Meditation and going inward. Inward. Everything is already there within us. The magnificence of human nature is that we can change. We always have a choice. every minute, every second, we're choosing between love or fear. And the miracle of existence is that we can change. So transformation of consciousness is the only thing worth doing. So the goal of life is to wake up. We all have the capacity to change and be changed. This is a very critical moment in our evolution on this planet. Change your thoughts and your world will change. The mind is engaged in planning. If the mind is engaged in planning, then you are not allowing for change. To change is to attain a state unlike the one in which you found yourself in before. And when you want your life to be different, you will change. And each of us has the power to bring about change. Change your mind and your world will change. Change is moving forward. We have the capacity to change, to be transformed. Change is frightening. Mm-hmm. But we have to let go. We have to let go and trust. We have to take a good look at how you live your life and where your energy goes. Since energy flows where your attention goes. We have to stop the deceitful pattern of delay. We must accept our responsibility and realize that it is a time for change. And how is it to take place? Not in the future. The future is in you. We have to begin not with the outer appearances of things, but we have to go inward. Inward. Everything is already there within us. We need to become more interesting in what is going on the inside, since the inside determines the outside. So we have to learn to listen and grow through life's pleasant experiences and use conflict as a signal for us to wake up. Humanity has been asleep for much too long. When you have a spiritual practice because you want to bring about change, plant your seeds and you will harvest your crop. Place the future in the hands of one who knows. There's no future in any job. The future is in you. There's no job without a future. The future is in the one who's doing the job. You're liberating yourself from a dense field of energy. You can find another job somewhere else, but start by making the change where you are now. The money needs your faith and your vision to be of service to you. And the proper use of money is to serve. So we have to bring about a change within us.
I like what you say, Veronica, about going within. You know, so many people want to escape their present moment experience. So they go shopping, they turn on the TV, they call a friend, anything to avoid the messages that are coming from within, you know. So.
Yeah. When we feel pressure to change, it's the source of life pushing you to change. See, our part is simply to allow love to teach your clean and open mind through your willingness. Through your willingness to change, you're claiming your forgotten power. Nothing is being lost or taken away. Any feelings of sorrow or leaving something, it's a part of the process of releasing. You want to breathe in the clean air of joy, love, light, and wisdom. Why? Because it's what you do want. Start your day by going inward to draw on the energy that is already there, that higher vibration. And we have the tools, we have the capacity to do, to bring about change.
This is Bobby Elias. Divine and Veronica, change. I just want to throw some thoughts because I'll be leaving in a while. If you don't hear me, but Divine, that means I'm gone. It's at half past the hour. But change, as you know, we talked about this, Veronica, where we're talking about change in the world, for a better world. And I love what you're doing. You're talking about changing inward. You're talking about we need more love, more joy, more happiness, more all these wonderful things. And it's very difficult, though, because the world is so ugly and people have all these bad habits. Just some more thoughts on what your ideas on how what we can do about that and how we can, because that's a big chore. How can we change the world? My God, the world, and some prognosticators are saying it's going to be bad for the next 5, 10, 15 years. It's going to be a while before things change for the better. I think it's going to gradually change as we go along because there's so many, a shift going on, S-H-I-F-T, a movement going on of people that want to make things better. Anyway, I just thought I would throw my two cents in and any of your thoughts on that or just both of you continue as you go along. Thank you.
Well, this change is already taking place. By changing your mind, you have changed the most powerful device given to you for change. And you must change your mind about yourself. Then what is left is purity of mind and heart, pure awareness. And awareness is the key to transformation. Transform means to change. So change is the nature of this universe. Change your mind and your world will change. Change your mind to think from a higher frequency thought, thoughts that are of a higher vibration. There's no point in us trying to change the world. Your world represents your thoughts. We're in a universe of duality. That duality is built into the mind. We have two thought systems within us. One is love, one is fear. Every second, you're choosing one or the other. Choose love, your experiences will be loving experiences. Choose fear, your experiences are going to be fearful experiences. Change your thoughts about the world, and then the effect will change. There is no effect without a cause. The effect is the experience that comes from a cause, causes thoughts. And every thought we have is either a loving thought or a fearful thought. There's no other way. Love is the way. We came from love, evolving through love, and we will return to love. All the spiritual texts that are on this planet, it's a raft to help us cross the river. You want what is on the other side. You want to cross the bridge from fragmented consciousness to total consciousness. You want to cross the bridge from your self-made thoughts of fear or lack and limitation to the awareness of your real thoughts that are not contaminated, but they are wholesome and pure. And if someone really desires to change, to bring about a change in your mind, then your world will change. And you become aware of what you are. What am I? I am love, eternally. So you have to change your mind about yourself. Then what is left is purity of mind and heart, pure awareness. Change your thoughts and your world will change. And to change is to, again, is to maintain a state unlike the one in which you found yourself in before. And when you want your life to be different, you will change. And each of us has the power to bring about change. Change is moving forward, and we have the capacity to change completely. So there's no point in trying to change the world. It is incapable of change. Change your thoughts about the world, and the effect will change. Change your mind to think differently, see differently, and you will live differently. So we have to embrace change. You're going either forward or backward. You cannot remain stationary. So we each have the responsibility to take a good look at your life and realize it's time for change. It's time for moving on, even in relationships. When you know you've learned all that you need to learn, move on. Move on. We're victims. We're victims. We're victims of mourning. We think the more we have, the more we acquire to feel secure, is the more secure we feel. But it's the less secure we feel. Yeah. Things and conditions cannot give us what we already have. The fact is, you are love, eternal. You are eternally safe in the awareness of your true identity. So the thoughts that you are entertaining now is molding your future for good or bad. And for so many of us, our thoughts are tedious, meaningless, you know, frivolous things. Things and conditions cannot give us joy. Joy is our birthright. Take that same kind of wanting into wanting something physical, at the physical level. Put that same kind of wanting into wanting to change. How do we clean up the mess that we've made? Want to change. And these changes are forcing us to see, think differently, and to live differently, to live according to the law. Love is the law, and it's a law without an opposite. We have to detach from what seems to be taking place outside of us. It's the illusion, and no illusion has any light in it. It's not real. We all have a certain amount of experiences to go through, and the sooner we can learn from our mistakes and make correction, the less we suffer, and the faster we will accelerate, because suffering comes from our attachment. We're attached to the thing we're chained to in thought. It's a fearful thought. Change the thought. I choose it. A thought that's of a higher vibration. A loving thought. Wanting sets the wheel in motion. Transform. We are here to transform consciousness. Transform means to change. And you are consciousness. You're transforming from fear to love. And again, when you feel pressure to change, it's the life force pushing you to change, to grow. You're in a world, I say you, but all of us, until we bring about that change within ourselves, you are in a world of forever changing form. Change is the nature of this universe. And as you embrace the changes, do not allow fear to intimidate you. You become a fearless spiritual adventurer. You no longer are identifying with the script in your mind that you have made that has been dictating your life. You're rewriting a new script, but that new script is already written for you. And just realize it's time for change.
Hi, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Probably when Bobby was. When Bobby was disconnecting, I don't know, got the wires crossed for a minute. But here we are.
Okay.
Wow. You said so much about change. And, you know, I know we talked about this before. Like attracts like. So it's very, I feel that it's very important, the principle that you're sharing, for us to start seeing things differently and start coming from a love perspective, regardless of what we're hearing on the news. Because that's, to me, how change is going to happen, when we change that vibration inside of ourselves and start looking at the world with love and shining love, then that's what we'll receive in return. And it's very important to know that it starts one by one by one. You know, a lot of people look at, you know, they say, oh, I want the world to be different. I want so-and-so to be different. Well, I need to change if I want my neighbor to change, you know, and have that vibration. I always call it like a positive domino effect, you know, in reverse. So can you talk more on that? You know, what each and every one of us individually can do to bring about that change that we're looking for on the grand scale?
Well, like I said, divine, it's a letting go of the old so the new can emerge. So it's like if your house is built on sand, it's going to be washed away. See? You want to build your house on solid rock where it's an ark of safety. You're tearing down the old, tearing down to change. So you have to let go of the old in order for the new changes to come in. Your real thoughts that are wholesome and pure. And they're already there. And again, these changes right now, as I said earlier, are challenging us emotionally, physically, intellectually, and spiritually. We all bought into the mainstream way of life, the conditioning that life is outside, the materialistic way of possessions, profit, greed, money, sex, pleasure, you know, toys, the trinkets of the world, feeling alone and sad, fatigue, lack of interest, depressed. I call them D's. Depressed, deprived, despondent, disillusioned. You're shifted worlds. You want something else. You want something more fulfilling, purposeful. You want to relate to what does not change. Your true, eternal, unchangeable, unchanging, immortal self. Mm-hmm. Transformation of consciousness is the only thing worth doing.
Yeah.
And each of us has the power within us to bring about change.
Yes. And you and I and the community that I embody and surround myself with, they know how to do that. You know, we've spent many years, you know, reading, studying, practicing. So we have our tools and techniques. But for some of our listeners who may be new to this transformational spiritual change, how the inner vibration changes the outer vibration, what's the suggestion? How do they do that?
Meditation.
So they may say, I want to embrace change. I want to love. But then I'm all caught up in this physical world.
Two basic simple tools. Meditation and the mantra.
Okay.
That's it. Basic tools. Meditation. Meditate, not medicate.
Right.
Meditate. Give yourself, you get up early in the morning, 15 minutes earlier than your accustomed.
Uh-oh. Are you there, Veronica? Hello?
She has to call back, so just keep the show going.
Okay, great. So we're here today on Let's Create a Better World.
Veronica Gabriel is our guest today. She's talking about change and just about to give us information on how do we change with meditation and mantra going within. And she'll be dialing right back in. There was some technical difficulties on the line. So let's continue how important it is to have a practice of meditation. You know, I always tell my clients that there's two. Veronica?
Yeah, I lost you.
I know. Here we are again. So I was just telling everyone that you're going to go into talk more about meditation and mantra. Then we're going to go into a meditation to actually, you know, give our listeners a little experience of a meditation. So
yes.
Continue speaking on how important it is to incorporate meditation and mantra into one's life.
Okay. Would you like me to do the meditation now?
Well, I want you to just give a little bit of an introduction.
I can hardly hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
No.
Okay. I can hear you. Great. So I wanted you to speak more on meditation and mantra and how important it is to incorporate it into our lives and then go into the meditation.
Okay. Well, meditation is an interior discipline. And when the inside is right, the outside will be right. So you're giving yourself 15 minutes early in the morning to read a spiritual text or something that, you know, is inspiring and uplifting, whatever practice works for you. And you're just being in the now. So when you're ready to go out into the world, you have the strength to do and to face whatever comes from a consciousness of love, because your mind is not racing. Meditation is slowing down the fast, rushing, racing, restless activity of the mind. The mantra keeps it from speeding up. Two basic tools. And all we have to do is use it. Mm-hmm. What we've done on this planet is the more we acquire to feel secure, is the less secure we feel. The less secure we feel. We do have free will to choose. Every second we're choosing. When you become devoted in your meditation practice, you become the flame that needs no fuel. People who meditate are seeking the removal of fear, separateness, selfishness. And when you meditate, you're doing it for the health of your soul. You're doing it for all, because everyone else is you. And again, meditation slows down the mind. The mantra keeps it from speeding up. So someone may say, well, how should one seek? What is the best method? In the Eastern teachings, it's a silence. In the Western teachings, it's pray without ceasing. Both methods work and bring the same result. Silence and contemplation are two lifelines to your true self. Yeah. Stillness knows no problems. No problems.
Mm-hmm.
It is great wisdom to be silent. True joy, the essence of what we are, the image in which we were created, true joy is found not when the mind is excited, but when it is still. Joy and excitement are two different things. two different things. How should one seek? What is the best method? In the Western teachings, it's pray without ceasing. In the Eastern teachings, it's silence. Silence. We're afraid of the quiet. We have a pyramid of distractions around us every day. We have to give ourselves space and room to be with you, to honor you, appreciate you, delight in you. Silence is golden. And when you enter into the awareness of your true identity within you, you live in that joy continuously. Continuously. You're resting in the awareness of your true identity. Love. The activity of stillness is different from the activity of self-made activity. Self-made activity keeps the mind in bondage, preoccupied with meaningless, idle pursuits. We're always in a hurry and a mad dash to go somewhere or to get something. Get out of the getting concept. There's nothing to get. You already have. You already are. Just know the truth of what you are. Be with you. Be with you, love you, honor you, appreciate you, delight in you. Be yourself, not an illusion of yourself.
Yes,
love consists
awesome.
Not in feeling great things, but in having great detachment. When diet is wrong, medicine is of no use. When diet is right, medicine is of no need. Yeah. Meditate twice a day. No amount of time is suggested. It's more important of you doing a little more. It's a matter of quality, not quantity. Keep calling on the angels, the archangels, the masters who have preceded us for your support and assistance. And it's a process of opening, trusting, and surrendering. And you're simply allowing yourself, you're allowing the angels to hover all around you. We're in a third dimension. We're moving. Mother Earth is moving. We're moving into a fourth, fifth, or higher state of consciousness. Bring in the light. Select a passage from any of the world's scriptures. Something that resonates with you. Memorize it and use it every day. Every day. While you're repeating the passage in the beginning, other thoughts will try to enter. Keep your attention on the words of the passage. If the mind wanders, you bring it back. With sustained effort, willingness, and discipline, you will advance. Be patient and gentle with yourself. Basic tools.
Yes,
meditation may require a lifetime to master, but it will have been a lifetime well spent.
Mm-hmm. So the key is consistency and devotion, being devoted to your practice. You know, a lot of people go to their practice when, there's nowhere else to turn and they're deep into their devotion. And then when things kind of mellow out and come to a homeostasis, then they go on. Then they go back to the material world,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, well, that's the game. That's the game so many of us play. You know, we go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The key is you're devoted in your practice every day. And that doesn't mean you have to sit on a lotus position for hours. I don't. But you start your day by, of course, I've been doing it for years. You start your day by going inward. You start slowly. And through your willingness and devotion, you're advancing. You're remembering. You become more loving, more patient, more gentle with yourself. You're letting go of fear. You're choosing love. and you're allowing love to direct your efforts.
Yes. So with that, we're speaking with Veronica Gabriel, and this is Let Create a Better World with Bobby Elias and Divine Aubrey on PRN Radio. And so, Veronica, let's move into meditation. It's just about 2:40, so let's have like a 12, 15-minute meditation before we wrap up here to give our listeners taste of meditation. So go right ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. Say to yourself silently and thoughtfully, I choose to remember my true identity. I choose to remember my true identity. I choose to remember my true identity. Do not embark on useless journeys, because they are indeed in vain. Think of the many opportunities that have been given to you to gladden yourself and how many you have refused. If you do not choose to be wholly joyous, your mind cannot have what it does not choose to be. You must choose to hear one of two voices within you, the one you made yourself or the one given to you by your Creator. It is possible, even in this world, to hear only one voice and no other. It takes effort and great willingness. Communication was broken because you made another voice. The voice of your true self is always quiet because it speaks of peace. It does not command because it is incapable of arrogance. It does not demand because it does not seek control. It is compelling only because of what it reminds you of. It remains quiet, even in the midst of turmoil. No one gains from strife. As a dedication to yourself, tell yourself silently and thoughtfully, with eyes closed, I am the breath of life. I am the breath of life. I am the breath of life. I am willing to let go in gentleness and trust. I am willing to let go in gentleness and trust. I am willing to let go in gentleness and trust. I will slip effortlessly into the light. I will slip effortlessly into the light. I will slip effortlessly into the light. You have carried the burden of unshared ideas that are too weak to increase. But having made them, you did not realize how to undo them. It is impossible to share opposing thoughts. There's no need to be an exile. The power of decision is your own. Feel the presence of love within you now. Claim your divine inheritance now. You have two thought systems, and you demonstrate one or the other is true all the time. If you are deceived, you will teach deception, and deception makes us fearful. As a dedication to yourself, tell yourself, into the presence of love, I will enter now. Into the presence of love, I will enter now. Into the presence of love, I will enter now. I will burn out the fire of the selfish will. I will burn out the fire of the selfish will. I will burn out the fire of the selfish will. My desire is to expand into the light. My desire is to expand into the light. My desire is to expand into the light. I will polish the mirror of my mind daily. I will polish the mirror of my mind daily. I will polish the mirror of my mind daily. I will discipline my thoughts and habits. I will discipline my thoughts and habits. I will discipline my thoughts and habits. Do not be swayed in your dedication. You're not alone. Do not rationalize your desire for love. You deserve it because of what you are. You are here to experience the deliciousness of life. Do not delay your joy. Life is now. Look up among the stars and find your certain destiny. The world would hide from you. You were not created to be eaten by fear. No one who lives in fear is alive. When everything you retain is lovable, there is no reason for fear to remain with you. Breathe the holy breath of life and feel your light body. Light is the answer, not the question. Tell yourself, I live and work within the light. I live and work within the light. I live and work within the light. Release all threads of fantasy. Lift your eyes in gladness and in gratitude. The fearful dream is over. Rest in quiet light. Be as a child and trust. A child knows what feels good and will go for that feeling regardless of anything else, regardless of any external circumstances. Do not look at yourself with judgmental eyes. Love yourself unconditionally. Hold on to the truth of your identity, and your body is maintained harmoniously. Let go of what has provided you with a limited amount of comfort. Breathe the holy breath of life. Be open to receive. Be still and see how far you rise above the world. Release from chains. Tell yourself, I am receiving now. I am receiving now. I am receiving now. My freedom is my fortune. My freedom is my fortune. My freedom is my fortune. Breathe the holy breath. Be willing to change. The divine light descends upon us all, and we are purified, grateful, and blessed. For this we give thanks. Rest in quiet light. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Bobby. Love you all.
Thank you, Veronica. So beautiful. Really quick, just give your contact information, and we're going to wrap it up here. How can someone reach you?
Well, I have two websites. Labarre Retreats, LABARRIERETREATS, Labarre Retreats at yahoo.com, or Veronica Gabrielle Labarre, my full name, at gmail.com.
Perfect.
And if someone wants to call me, they can call me, 310-310-3056.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to having you back next month with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
So again, we're here. Let's create a better world. We're wrapping up. I want to thank our special guest, Veronica Gabrielle. Thank everyone at PRN for Gary Noel making this a platform for so many progressive ideas out there in the world. And thank you, Jesse and Kelsey at PRN. Also, on this end, thanking Lydia and Stuart, Greg and Stefan for co-producing Let's Create a Better World. And, of course, our master host, Bobby Elias. We'll see you next week. Let's create a better world, mind, body, and spirit. Namaste.